So guys, we're back again with another episode of The Modified Mindset. I hope you're all doing as well as I am. Just wanted to start off by saying thank you to everyone who sent me some supportive messages over the last couple of days. They are really appreciated and they are definitely keeping me motivated. Just an update on what is going on at The Modified Mindset. We have just recently set up a Facebook page. I'm going to put a link in the description below. Make sure to go and check it out. Give us a like and share with your friends. If I can bring motivation and positivity to you guys, I can definitely bring it to other people. We have some exciting things coming up. We have 4 collaborations coming up with some close friends of mine and someone who's all the way over in Vancouver. We're covering things like risk, education outside of school, and self-doubt. We're covering a variety of topics now. We're starting to grow a little bit. So I hope that you guys can stay tuned for those ones. But jumping straight into it, as always, this is a quick song that I've been listening to again for the last couple of days. Definitely helped me motivate. It's just easy to listen to on the ride in to university and things like that. So give it a listen.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old.
All right then, starting off today, what are we talking about? We are talking about judgment, and I'm not talking about judgment like going into court and getting judged. What I'm talking about is you as a person and I judging other people that we don't need to do. I'm just going to give a quick breakdown basically of why we do it and why we shouldn't do it, and a easy tip to sort of stop doing it. Now, in the episode of The Magic of You, one thing I did cover is like the main message of The Magic of You was you do you. And if you haven't checked out that episode, be sure to go and have a look at it now, and it'll give you a bit more of an understanding on some things I mentioned in this episode. So what I mean by you do you is it's important for you to focus on yourself rather than focusing on other people. Now, seeing as I said that, the logic that follows is the last thing that we should be doing is judging people the way that we don't want to be judged. At the end of the day, yes, you focus on you, like you do you, but let everyone else do them. Like, don't focus on them. So don't judge them in whatever it is they do, in the way they look, the way they act, the whatever it may be. Just don't judge them. We're gonna go into why you shouldn't do that. So one, I'd say, main reason, or the main reason why you shouldn't judge someone, is just solely based on you invite negativity into your life when you do that. You rarely, if ever, judge someone positively. I've done it in the past, and I'm not going to say I'm not exempt. You know, I'm not like something like someone special who doesn't judge people. I've done it in the past, and yes, I continue to do it. This is one thing I want to make clear. I am modifying my mindset, thus the title, as I go along. It's not like I'm already there. I'm doing this as I go as well. So it's sort of like we're all going on the same journey here, doing the same things, and it's my personal experiences that I draw on to give you guys examples and put things into perspective for you. Now, what I mean by inviting negativity into your life, I mean when you judge someone, you're acknowledging that there's a fault in someone else, and that is bringing negativity into your life. There's no need to do that whatsoever. So, like going on is, this may sound a bit silly or it may sound a bit odd, but believe me when I say that if there's enough negativity in your life that you openly welcome it, like welcoming it into your mentality, you're going to start to feel the negativity. And what I mean by you feel the negativity is two things, mentally and physically. Mentally, you'll start feeling like you need some of your own space. And I get there. I've had it, I've done it loads of times where I feel like I generally just need a day or two to myself without the outside world and just focusing on me. That is your brain saying to you, I've got, like, you've got too much going on. Just, you need to just take a minute, refresh, reboot, and just, like, you know what I mean? Just calm it down a little bit. Physically, when you welcome a lot of negativity into your life, this is what happens. Have you ever noticed that one day you'll wake up? Like, this happened to me, like, a couple of weeks ago. I generally woke up and I felt under the weather. I'm not going to say I felt, like, terribly ill. I just felt a bit slow and, a little bit ill and a blocked up nose and a headache, things like that. And the reason is, but one thing I wanted to make clear is I was eating well, exercising, I was keeping warm, all the things like that. But one thing I make clear is because I was welcoming loads of negativity into my life, that's what's inspired this podcast today, is because I actually realised that it wasn't necessarily me judging loads of people, but what it was it was me acknowledging negativity and like accepting it when I should actually just be ignoring it. So what happened was my body reacted to my amount of negativity. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say there's this massive force out there that's, you know, it's magical and it's going to make you feel really down. I'm not saying that. One thing I am going to say is that when you go to the doctors and they say to you it's stress related, stress is a form of negativity. And when you feel ill, people say, oh yeah, it's just stress related, don't worry about it. And doctors say get some exercises, because exercise is a stress relief. It's a relief on getting rid of negative energy that's inside you. So negative energy can actually make you ill. That's why one of my strong tips is ignore the negativity to the best that you can. Going back to an earlier point though, and this is definitely important and probably the main focus of all of these podcasts, because what we're trying to do in this is we're trying to, like, thus the title, modify our mindset. But what I mean by that is we're trying to improve ourselves and those that are around us by ignoring the negativity. So you do you is focus less on others, because in the long term they're not going to do anything for you, and there's going to be no need whatsoever to have that negativity in your life. And that's why that's why judgment isn't necessary. One thing I get told quite recently, I'm sure you know when you're younger you get told by your parents, like, treat others how you'd want to be treated. Or have you ever heard the one that, like, your mum said, would you speak to your friends like that when you're sort of giving lip to your mum? You're just like saying, oh, you know, whatever mum, leave it out. And your mum would turn around to you and say, would you speak to your friends like that? It's because that's the same thing. That's like, treat others how you'd want to be treated. Now, in all honesty, it took a while for me to let that sink in, to truly understand what it actually meant. And, like, a small example would be, not that I treated other people badly, but I didn't treat them with the respect that I believed that I deserved. And that definitely came through, and I started to understand that the more I respect people, the more respect I get back. And that's what sort of started to let me understand that, you know, it is how you treat others that is the way that they'll treat you. So the more you judge people, the more you're going to get judged yourself. But I just want to take this time now to ask you a very honest question, and it is an honest question because it took me some time to think of the answer myself, and 9 times out of 10 I didn't actually find like a true answer. But this is the question: what does judging people get you? Now press pause in the podcast if you have to, and honestly take a second to think about it. What benefits does judging someone give you that makes it worthwhile? 9 times out of 10, I couldn't think of anything. I generally couldn't take this and say, oh, me judging someone gives me this. It doesn't. It doesn't give you any form of satisfaction or any, you know, sense of higher ground. You know, it doesn't give you it. It just, you're doing it and it's not helpful to you in any single way. The whole point of a modified mindset is that you look at things from a benefit point of view, that you realise, oh, I'm getting something good out of this. That's why I've spoken about in the past allowing the things to be around you to give you benefits. And this is what we're also going to go on to in continuing in this podcast. Now, don't get me wrong, one thing I do want to make clear is there are people in the world that are just, like, they're just pricks, you know what I mean? There are some people out there who go out of their way to be annoying and frustrating. I understand that. Believe me, I've experienced it. However, there is a tip. Instead of judging them, ignore them. And I know people, like, you know, when you're growing up, your mum is like, oh, people are making fun of me. Oh, they're doing it because they're jealous. They're doing it, you know, ignore them. They'll move on, things like that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you've acknowledged that someone's annoying or frustrating or someone that's just not good for you in general. What you should do is ignore them to the in the sense that you don't allow them to bring you any form of negativity. It may just be stop messaging them, stop hanging out with them, and just stop being around them as a whole. Everyone's got an individual or something that brings them negativity, and it's something that they can ignore. Go out this week, right? This is a small test. Go out this week and find something. Or you may even be thinking of the person or the something that brings that to you. If you know it, I dare you take 1 week and just ignore them and leave them in the past for 1 week and watch how you'll come out at the end of the week and think there's actually a sense of relief and a sense of a big weight of negativity has been taken off. Because don't allow someone else to be your problem. Don't allow that. Why would you want that? There's no reason for it whatsoever. Now, seeing as that this is the modified mindset, that is the task or tip for this podcast, is ignore those who don't bring you positivity whatsoever. Now, also, one thing that needs to be made clear in all of this is that when you do judge someone, what happens is, or what I've noticed is, it makes your opinion of them a reality. Now, have you ever noticed that when you think or you judge them, oh my god, like, you're really frustrating, but you don't say it out loud, but you think it, they become even more frustrating and they become even more stressful and even more problematic? It's because you've made your opinion a reality, so it emphasizes it a lot more, and you start to find that actually they're even worse than you even thought they were. Now, going back to the point I was just making, and I've done it myself, honest, hand on heart, I've done it myself. I've known people, like certain individuals, for months, and they've been friends, it's fantastic. And as time went on, I didn't judge them, but I started to find that there was no benefit in being around them whatsoever, that I just thought, I'll leave them in the past. You can't, like, I think there's an expression, something like, you can't grow without leaving things behind. You know, you can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs, as it were. So you can't grow as an individual if you're not willing to sacrifice some things. And that sacrificing may be someone that you consider a really good friend, but actually you're sort of piggybacking them through life to make, you know, which makes no sense whatsoever. And so that's what I'd advise for you to stop doing that. But my philosophy, and you can adopt this one as well, is when I feel like I have a person or an individual in my life who doesn't do anything for me in a positive way, I forget about them. And that is the point that I was literally just making. That is my philosophy. If no one's doing anything for me in a positive way, making me feel good, making me happy, making me laugh, you know, bringing intelligent conversation to the room, things like this, then I don't actually find any need for them. You know, you as the expression goes, you are what you eat. It's the same with the people that you surround yourself by. You are what you surround yourself by. People judge you by your group. Now, if that group of yours, or certain people, aren't doing anything for you, don't be with them, because they're not going to benefit you in the long term. Now, that's one thing that is my top tip in this podcast, is to do exactly that. Now, that's what I mean by understanding what's going on in your life, you know. And you may do this when you take some time out for yourself. You may start to realize, actually, this person and that thing and this here aren't really working for me. So just sort of recalibrate what's going on in your day-to-day week life, and you'll understand actually it's going to make you a better person as well. So I'm not saying go and dump your boyfriend because he didn't call you back for like 2-3 days or whatever it is. That's not what I'm saying, because relationships like that, like boyfriend and girlfriend relationships and marriage, they're a whole different entity. They're a whole different kind of ball game, and that's not something I'm going to get into, because everyone's relationship is different. But when in regards to having individuals in your life, you can definitely do something about that. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know I did. It was something like close and personal to me, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, don't forget about the Facebook page. I'm going to put a link in the description, and I'm going to put a link to the song that I was talking about earlier in the description as well. Feel free to share it with your friends, send me more feedback, and don't be shy to message me through the page or anything of things that you'd like me to discuss in the future or anything at all. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and enjoy the rest of your weekend, guys. Don't forget, stay positive and stay motivated.